Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 178 points this morning from yesterday's close to surge past the 19,500-point mark and hit 19,678 on turnover of 10 billion NT. The market ended the trading day at yet another record high on Wednesday after recovering earlier losses, as investors opted to ignore a downturn on Wall Street overnight. The bellwether electronics sector led the broader market higher, with artificial intelligence development-related stocks continuing to be the main focus of investor interest. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to cease its pressure campaign against Taiwan and engage in a meaningful dialogue. The statement comes after China's Defense Ministry spokesperson Zhang Xiaogang reiterated Beijing's sovereignty over Taiwan during a press conference, and went on to say there is no so-called central line across the Taiwan Strait. According to a State Department spokesperson, the United States has consistently urged restraint and no change to the status quo, a policy that has preserved peace in the region for decades and is a matter of global concern. In related news, the Mainland Affairs Council has banned group travel to China after June 1st, saying such tours will not be allowed unless China allows group travel to Taiwan. According to the council, the reopening of group travel to China is unacceptable, as it would widen Taiwan's tourism deficit with China. The council says prior to the coronavirus pandemic, Taiwan's tourism deficit with China stood at 6.6 billion NT, and if tour groups are allowed to travel there after June 1st, that deficit would substantially increase. Speaking at a legislative hearing, Council Minister Cho Tai-san told lawmakers the decision to ban such tours is also related to China's unilaterally changing its M503 flight route, as it is clearly a political move aimed at interfering with Taiwan's affairs. In international news, the UN Migration Agency says more than 8,500 migrants died on land and sea routes worldwide last year, a record high since it began counting deaths a decade ago. The International Organization for Migration says the biggest increase in deaths last year was on the Mediterranean Sea crossing, with more than 3,000. It said most of the deaths came last year from drowning. The count also includes migrants who vanished, often while trying to cross by sea, and are presumed dead. The armorer who loaded the gun that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, Iris Spitzer reports.
The jury deliberated for around 2.5 hours at the court in Santa Fe, New Mexico, before finding Hannah Gutierrez Reed guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors argued that it was a pattern of negligence on set that led to the armorer accidentally loading a live round into the gun. That revolver was then used by Alec Baldwin, who pointed it at Helena Hutchins while rehearsing a scene leading to the fatal shooting. Baldwin is also facing the same involuntary manslaughter charges, which carry a sentence of up to 18 months in prison at a trial scheduled to begin in July.
And finally, SpaceX is set to acquire public land from Texas after the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission approved a land swapping deal that would cede 17 hectares to entrepreneur Elon Musk's company in exchange for about 190 hectares that are yet to be bought. The business is looking to expand its rocket launch operations in the property close to Brownsville, Texas. Local stakeholders are voicing their opposition to the deal, but the commission voted unanimously in favor of it. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.